I'm just saying, bro, back again. Kind of quick this time, episode 67. I'm Earl.
Before we get into it, y'all know the spill. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, so y'all and hit that notification bell so y'all don't miss all our videos. We on anything you can stratify. So go stream us up. Make sure y'all go to that Instagram page. I'm just saying, bro, podcast. You feel me? Go follow us and Twitter. You feel me? But we can get right into it because bro got a lot of spicy topics and stuff he wanted to do. You know what I mean? Talk about. So we're gonna get right into it.
Facts. I mean, first I wanted to get into that Packers and Bucks game, man. There was a lot that went on in that joint. A lot of crazy shit that went on in that joint. But I mean, I don't really want to talk. I ain't really going to touch on all the topics or like the whole game, but my thing with that game was, bro, I hate the way it ended just because they was letting them play all game. I know you got to make that call, though. I hate the way it ended because they was letting them play all game. I know you got to make that call, though. But, like, even before that, you don't – Rodgers didn't scramble on two of those plays in the red zone. You didn't go for it on fourth down. You took the field goal instead. And we can even go back into earlier in the game. Somebody dropped the who was that? St. Brown dropped a two-point conversion for Rodgers. Aaron Jones got smacked, fumbled, and got injured and was done for the rest of the game. Like, it's just so much that happened in that game where Devontae Adams definitely dropped a touchdown. I think Lazard dropped one too, or one that could have been almost a touchdown or something like that. But it just was so much. I mean, Rodgers also made some bad plays, but his team wasn't really helping him as much as they could have either. I mean, he played a damn good game. He outplayed Tom Brady, if we being realistic, and we not just, you know, being biased and saying whoever got the win outplayed whoever. Because, you know, that's how a bunch of people looking at it. Tom Brady outplayed him just because he got the win. That's not true. It's a team game. Rodgers clearly outplayed that, man. But he, I don't know, that third down in the red zone, bro, I cannot see why he didn't scramble that ball. Even if you was going to take that hit, it's the NFC Championship game, the money on the line, baby. You got to dive head first if necessary and do the helicopter into the end zone. Whatever you got to do to score that, you got to do at that point. That's how I feel. But, I mean, I think all in all it was a good game. I want to get your thoughts on it and maybe I'll double back. But I ain't really want to get too deep into a lot of the things that I was thinking and saying the day that it happened after the game.
But I watched the game from – beginning to the end. But what I say about the game, bro, and what I feel like always happened to Aaron Rodgers, which is like I feel like nobody really talking about, is like the run game. It always happens. And every time he in a big game, the run game, something happened in the run game. Now Aaron Jones got hurt or whatever the case may be, but he wasn't effective even when he was in the game. AJ Dillon, he was doing all right. He had a couple runs where he did all right, but the difference was the run game, bro. Like, they couldn't get nothing going. And like you said, like, Aaron Rodgers outplayed Tom Brady at the end of the day. Tom Brady had a – yo, his second half was horrible, bro. Horrible. 7-for-14, 3 interceptions, bro. Like, I don't even remember how many yards, but just that 3 interceptions, like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. You only completed 7 passes, and you fucking threw 3 picks, like. So, I mean, he definitely got played by Aaron Rodgers. But I feel like I said, like, every time Aaron Rodgers is in a big game, like, I feel like the offensive line in a run game is always sketchy. They always fuck it up every time. And I feel like this time it happened again. It was unlucky. Aaron Jones got hurt early, and it fucked everything up. I feel like. Because Jamal Williams, I like him, but he's not a three-down
runner. Not Aaron Jones.
Exactly, and of course they put, you know, they throw in AJ Dillon in there, but like I said, he had those couple runs, but that ain't enough. You feel me? And he ain't ready. That's why he ain't start. That's why he didn't get that much time, even though he was injured and all that. But I'm still. That's why he was the third string running back. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, Aaron Rodgers did what he could. Like, hey, bro, like, I feel like he played a good game. He had his mistakes. He had things he could have did better. Lost, like, some of that aggression. Like, he was trying to play a little timid. So I don't know whether you can say timid, but that's the right word. But I'm going to go with timid right now. Like, it's like, they wasn't, I don't know. Some of it was a little like, what's going on? Like, come on, you got a bad ball back there. You got Devontae Adams. Like, what y'all doing? Let's go. Let's get it. Like, they didn't want to do it. I don't know. Like, they was playing a little, I don't want to say scary. I don't want to say that. They was getting it in, but I don't know. Like you said, a couple of those decisions that they made, I just didn't agree with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't. Because, like, at the end of the day, Tom Brady throwing three interceptions in that second half, it's no way y'all should have lost that game. It's no way. It's no way you should have lost that game. You feel me? So, it was mistakes everywhere. But Aaron Jones fumbling that ball, that turned everything around. Like, as soon as he fumbled that ball and they started scoring, they got crazy, man. But they tried to come back. You know, Green Bay tried to do what they do, but it just wasn't enough, man. Tom Brady made plays when he had to. People made plays when they had to. And then Tampa Bay defense was playing out of their mind. Like, you feel me? Even though they gave up points and all that, their defense opportunities, like, every opportunity they got, they do it. Like, you feel me? They show up. So I feel like that's the major difference. Like, I mean, shout out to Tom Brady, man. It's crazy. This man about to play Super Bowl in his crib. Like, about to play Super Bowl in his crib. So shout out to that man. I was hating on him at the beginning of the season. Come on, he wasn't going. Hey, man, he proved everybody wrong. I tell you that. Especially me. Like, I can say that, bro. This motherfucker got the Super Bowl. Like, what the fuck? First year, like, any in his career, like, he did that on purpose. Like, yeah, win the Super Bowl game. He'll say, all right, I'm going to Tampa Bay. They got some weapons. We out. So it's crazy. Shout out to Tom Brady, man. He the GOAT, man.
He is the GOAT, but the only person that had a worse game than him last night or yesterday was Kevin King. That's the only person that had a worse game than Tom Brady.
They was picking on him. They was picking on him all game, bro.
All game long.
All game.
All game long. He the one who gave up the touchdown, Scotty Miller. He gave up the pass interference at the end or whatever, the holding, whatever they call it. It don't matter. Either way, it was first down. Like, he gave up all that, so I don't know, bro.
Yeah, they was picking on that man. He gonna have nightmares about that. He gonna have nightmares. That boy wake up cool sweats and all that. Like, damn, Tom Brady, he got.
But yeah, shout out to the GOAT, man. Shout out to the GOAT. He stacked the deck in his favor, but I mean, you still got to go out there and play football. It don't matter how many good players you got on your team. You still got to go out there and perform. So.
He had a horrible second half, though. So, I mean, we ain't going to shout him out for the whole game. First half was good, but that second half was horrible. He got lucky. I'll tell you that.
It was.
Some luck on his side.
He made the plays that needed to be made when they that he needed to make. A couple third downs, yeah, Tyler Johnson, different stuff like that. He made them plays that he needed to make. But
Yumbo only catch the ball when it's like an impossible catch, too.
It's facts.
Like, Yumbo crazy.
He's tough. Hands out this world. But what was I about to say? Oh, Green Bay got a score on them turnovers, man. I think they only got 6 points off of Tom Brady turnovers. You got a score off them turnovers, bro. That's the difference in the game right there. For real, for real.
They could have had more turnovers, too. They dropped two picks. For real, for real.
Exactly.
No, one was for sure a pick for four. That one John when the ball came over. I think he threw it to Mike Evans. It was like a go route or something, and he just slid. Safety slid over. I don't know who it was, but he dropped that joint. And then it was the joint where Tom Brady threw down the middle to Chris Godwin and shit, and he juggled that shit. The safety was right over the top. That was a bad pass. They gonna spice it though, but that was a badass pass, man.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Chris Godwin made a good catch, man. That was crazy. But that was shit
a better catch than a pass for sure.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Tom Brady didn't play that good. He gonna definitely have to turn up in the Super Bowl. That boy on the other side, it's gonna get crazy. And I don't, but it's gonna be interesting to watch though, because Tampa Bay defense playing so good. So It's like, what's up? Who gonna show up? Who gonna do what?
I'm gonna wait until we get into our Super Bowl prediction segment to say what I gotta say about that. But I wonder what you think about before we get off this game though. Aaron Rodgers said he was uncertain about his future in Green Bay. I don't know if that means he's gonna try to force a trade.
We were saying that at the beginning of the season.
Huh?
I said we were saying at the beginning of the season, remember, because they drafted Jordan Love.
Yeah, so
isn't that his name?
Yeah, that's his name, Jordan Love. Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah. Because they drafted him. So we were all, remember, we were saying this. Like, we was like, is he even going to make Aaron Rodgers be the MVP? Which he is. He's the goddamn MVP. But now that he lost, he done win the Super Bowl. Now it's like, all right. Already trying to get me up out of here. I might as well go somewhere else. Like, right. I don't know, though.
I think they were saying he got 3 years left on his contract. But, like, at this point, you might have did all you could do in Green Bay. They always fold on you, my boy. You might need to go somewhere else and get a fresh start for your twilight of your career. For real, for real.
All right.
I don't know where, though. Like, I'm trying to think. I mean, it's plenty of places he could go, but I don't know, like, where I could really see Aaron. I mean, maybe San Fran. I can see him there. That'd be crazy.
That'd be nasty.
I don't think they would trade him to San Fran. I think they would try to trade him to the AFC if they was going trading.
Yeah, because they don't want to come back and haunt him like that. But then they don't want to lose in the Super Bowl to AD if they get to the Super Bowl. That'd be cool.
They not getting to the Super Bowl without Aaron Rodgers. You could count that. Come on, man. We not. Come on, let's be realistic. But, yeah, man, that's kind of crazy. I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know. Him and his coach should have discussed that last drive a little bit better, what they was going to do if they had fourth down and whatnot. But, yeah, I thought that, you know, with Aaron Rodgers on your team, you take that even if it's fourth and 15 and go. Like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm going for
like,
much.
Oh. Like, bro, it's the NFC champion. Like, bro, like, you when are you going to the crib? Like, you about to watch the Super Bowl at the crib, bro. Like, you about to watch these men celebrate and get ready and get these hats and get these t-shirts, bro. Like,
in your
crib.
In your crib, you watch Tom Brady celebrate. All them dudes were celebrating right in y'all crib. Aaron Rodgers don't lose in Lambeau, though, right? Psych.
I was hyping him up. I'm like, yay, guys, game and Lambo. Like, finally, Tom Brady can't go home. I mean, he did do bad, though. It just showed up, bro.
Facts.
So, like I said.
Yeah, we could get off that joint, though, bro, unless you got something else to say for real. I ain't really got too much else to say. I'm just sick that the game ended like that, bro. After y'all let them play all game, niggas is in arm bars, niggas is getting held 10 yards down the field, and then that's the one that y'all end up calling. Like, that's crazy.
I was loving
how they was letting them play. And then that play came, and I was like, ah, y'all just ruined the whole game for me, like. Y'all could have called all the calls all game if y'all was going to call that, for real. But I see why they called it. Right. Tugged the shit out of his jersey. Like, he basically ripped that joint, so it's like you got to call it. But it came in so late, too. Like, it, I don't know, bro.
It's like, I say, let's say that's not even.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's still guaranteed that Green Bay would have went and scored, but it's just like. Damn, like just the chance to see them had that opportunity against that crazy defense again would have been tough.
Give them a shot. Like, we trying to see a popping game. Like, sometimes I wish the refs and stuff would just do stuff to just make the game more popping. Then it would be like, oh, I'm fucking with why you doing that. That's gonna make the game lit. That's if they turn that thing up. Like, they always gotta make some nut ass call to end the game or. Like, you feel me? Or, like, just affect the game too much. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like,
but then don't make the Jones they should, like in that Saints versus Rams game however many years ago. But, like, but okay. I'm going to put the gun down.
Y'all don't see that, though. I didn't see nothing. Like, come on, bro.
Of
like,
course they
everybody
did.
Everybody in the world saw that shit.
But yeah, I don't know why Tampa Bay was an underdog though. I guess they was an underdog because Green Bay had home field advantage, but Tampa Bay put the beats on Green Bay earlier in the season, so I had Tampa Bay as the favorite, honestly, while Las Vegas had Tampa Bay as the underdog. So, hey. But we get into that Chiefs versus Bills, John, man.
Hey, bro, I'm not going to lie. That first quarter, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's get it. And then –
I wasn't, though, because Bills wasn't moving the ball.
Yeah, you're right.
They moved the ball their first drive, and then they got that little muff punt return, John, or whatever. But besides that, they didn't move the ball at all the whole first half. Like,
that's real. Not the motherfucker, the whole first half. The whole fucking game for real first. Nigga said 9-3-3-9.
Yeah, I picked the Bills, but like at that point, I thought that the Bills had a better defense that would at least be able to compete, and it just was dudes wide open across the field whenever. Like I don't know. After watching that, like, go ahead, bro.
I'm listening. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Like, what do you do, bro? Like, what do you do? Like, I'm watching the game. Like, bro, how do they keep getting open? Like, it's like they be wide open. Not even like, contested catch. Oh, all right. He was there. It was just a better off. No, bro, they be wide open.
Wide the fuck?
Like, what? Like, come on.
Why the fuck?
Yo, bro.
Travis is wide open in the middle of the field. And Reek, dudes play him like they play him so soft in the coverage that he could just do whatever he wants.
I was about to say that, bro. That's why they be putting him in the slot. He be going stupid, bro. They can't keep up with this man. Like, it's. I don't think they can lose, really, though. Like, it's like.
Bro, they might three.
Yo, if they stay healthy, they did lose an offensive lineman too.
That's cute. But they still might like, I don't care about none of that. You don't even need an offensive line. Just have a center. Snap the ball and let Pat Mahomes throw. Somebody gonna be open. It don't matter.
Bro, you spicing, bro. Chill. They got a great offensive line, bro. Chill, man. I wouldn't say great, but they got a good offensive line. But nah, like that ass though, but Pat Mahomes and bro, all the weapons he got, bro, like it's like how do they lose, bro? Like how do they lose? Like I don't see it, bro. I don't see it.
You tell me, cause
like Devin White and them dudes over in Tampa Bay and all them dudes. I like all them dudes, but I don't see it, bro.
That's cute, but like if they safeties don't come back, they really don't have no chance. Antoine Winfield was hurt last game. Huh?
He's a cornerback too?
I think so.
I swear they lost one of their corners. They started cornerback too. Like,
I think I'm so. Like, dang. But no. They lost their other safety.
They lost both safeties.
Because Antoine Winfield didn't even play at all, and they lost the other starting safety. I always forget his name, but they lost him. I don't know if they lost the cornerback, but I know they lost their other starting safety.
Yeah.
So if them dudes don't come back, I don't think they – like, I already don't think they got no chance to stop the Chiefs' offense. They really don't have no chance if them dudes don't come back.
Did you see what the boy Marquez Valdez-Scantling was doing to the boy Carlton Davis Jr. or whatever his name is?
He was cooking him.
Imagine what Reed going to do. Because he was running right past him. Like, he wasn't even doing nothing. He wasn't making no moves, no feet, nothing. He was just – oh, I'm going. I'm faster than you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Reek don't do that.
Carlton better I don't know. Carlton better guard Travis Kelce or something. Cause it's gonna get dark if he got guard Reek, or he gonna have to give him a 15-yard cushion every play.
He's gonna have to get that man a couple mats. He's going to have the backpack. He need the Mac in that thing, because whoo, his score gets spooky for that man. God damn, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it because he be talking heavy.
Yeah, he be talking. He not gonna talk crazy to Reek though. And if he do, he's stupid if he talks crazy to Reek.
Media week, we gonna see.
Bro, did you see what that meant? He caught. Bro, he caught a comeback route, turned around, went upfield, went across field. Like, bro.
It's no way to stop him, bro. Then they got that young boy back.
Who, Meekle? Clyde.
I'm not even talking about, yeah, Clyde. It was hilarious. Then, like you said, Mecole Hardman, like, bro, we leaving out, like, they missing weapons. Like, this is the crazy part. Like, Sammy Watkins and Le'Veon was supposed to play, and then they just like, we just gonna save y'all for the Super Bowl. They got Sammy Watkins about to come off the bench. He about to get off the pine. Him and Le'Veon Bell about to get off the pine real quick and just slide in for the Super Bowl. Like, bro, it's about to get spooky. Bro.
Sammy and Le'Veon as the six men is crazy.
Oh, that's ridiculous, bro. And then you got the young boy, like I said, that Mecole Hardman. You know he got confidence. Young boy fumbled that ball. What do you do right after that? Catch a touchdown. What do you do after that? Get that run for 50 yards. Like, yeah, what's up? We right back at it. Like, that's what I like about the Chiefs, though. They be going down and stuff. They be down 10, down 14. They be on the sideline. Like, we good. They swag is impeccable. They be on the sideline like, man, come on. We do this. Like, they don't do this. We do this. Like,
facts.
You feel me? Like,
Big Red about to three-peat and retire. Big Red about to three-peat and retire.
He's going to keep that thing going. They the new dynasty.
No, they really are.
That's what they're supposed to be.
If they stay healthy, I don't know. Like, how do you
do it? They only going to get more weapons. Who's not going to want to play for them?
That's what I'm saying. The only person you might lose – relatively soon, like beside outside of like if you can't pay somebody, the only person you might lose relatively soon is Travis Kelce because he's a little bit older, so and he's a tight end. So, you know, at some point in the next like 3 to 5 years, he might say, you know what, I'm about to hang it up, but he might not, like, we don't know. So,
yeah,
but like, Reek, how old is Reek? Like, 27, 28, maybe.
He gotta be something like that. He definitely in his 20s.
He still got like 5 to 10 years left for real, if he want to. He might not be that same speed, but he's still gonna be faster than the average human, regardless. Like, even if he lose some speed.
I'm just praying he don't turn into DeSean Jackson.
Nah. I don't think so.
DeSean, it's getting sad for him because he's different when he's on that field. To this day, he's still tough, but he just can't stay healthy, man. That's
but they sad. Built different, though. Reek built like this. DeSean built like me. It's a little different.
That's for real, though.
It's a little different, but that's going to be a good Super Bowl, bro. But I got the Chiefs by 14 at the minimum.
14
minimum.
What? I take that bet. You'll give me 14 and a half? No, you give me 13 and a half?
I give you 13 and a half.
$50?
Yeah.
You give me 13 and a half?
Yeah.
You sure? You want to wait till the line come out?
You can wait till the line come out. I think the line gonna underdo it though. I don't like how Vegas been doing they lines a little bit on these playoffs.
Line gonna be like 3.5.
Yeah, that's wilding. Like,
it's gonna be something stupid. Like, it's gonna be. I watch.
If the line is 3.5, it's no way you win that bet.
Like, it's not gonna be 3.5. I'm spicing, but I'm just saying, like, it's gonna be something stupid, bro. I already know.
We'll see.
Hey, bro, I think that bet. If you think they're going by 14, I think that bet. I ain't even gonna hold you.
I'm trying to think. They got to make the line at least 9.5 because the Chiefs winning by 10 is almost. You know what? Let me stop. Let me stop jinxing it. They might not. Let me stop. I'm gonna just say I got the Chiefs winning easily.
It's a Super Bowl. Tom Brady is a Super Bowl. It's
nice. That's cute and all.
They gonna get cooked. He gonna get cooked, bro.
Bro,
in the Super Bowl.
Bro,
his crib.
Bro, I hear you. That's cute. But did you see what
I think they're gonna lose?
Did you see what he just did against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
I seen it in that second half. He threw all them picks.
Exactly.
He threw all them picks and give Pat Mahomes that many fucking opportunities. Did you think they're not going to score? Do you think – what you say the difference in the game was?
That they scored all turnovers. That's exactly what I'm saying, bro. That's exactly what I'm saying. If he make that many mistakes against the Chiefs, it's over. They're going to get buried.
But not 14, though. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that in no damn Super Bowl, bro.
Hey, man.
He's not going to do that, bro.
He got – total control of that offense. So he can do whatever the fuck he want at this point. It's not Bill Belichick telling him, yo, you better run that ball in this Super Bowl because we trying to win this, Joe. He can kill into whatever he want to.
So you think he going to go out there and do the same shit he did? And fuck no, bro. Like, you know, I already know Tom Brady go crazy when anybody make mistakes, bro. He had a horrible game. He probably thinking his defense. He probably bought them niggas crazy dinner, probably giving everything, but they probably in his crib right now. Smack. Let me stop. Anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
my only wild card is if AB play though, it's gonna be a little different. Cause that's his guy. If AB come back and play in the Super Bowl, it's gonna be a little different. I got the Chiefs winning.
He's gonna play in the Super Bowl. You got the game fucked up.
He better.
I think that's why he said out this joint. He said, "Come on, get it done, man. Get it done."
I'll be back in 2 weeks.
he's gonna play. It's funny though, cause I saw that what's the name you put up on the page early. I was cracking up. Le'Veon and what's the name? AB about to get to a fucking Super Bowl. That's just crazy. One of them about to have a Super Bowl.
That's fire. Big Ben was talking trash about both of them. They both went to good situations. Great situations, actually, because AB is the third.
Be from LeSean McCoy, too.
Crazy.
Who? And Leonard Fournette. LeSean McCoy and Leonard Fournette. I'm happy for both of them, too. They win that, John. You feel me?
Facts. But yeah, that's tough, bro. I don't know. I got the Chiefs winning though. I think Pat been waiting to get his hands on Tom Brady again since they beat him in that AFC championship game.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
I think he's been waiting to get his hands on Tom again, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. But you had anything else for that game, my guy?
Nah.
All right. Well, we're going to see the Super Bowl in, 2 weeks? They might as well just do it this weekend because Pro Bowl, chop.
Real rap. That's just virtual and shit. They ain't going to play Madden and shit. But I'm going to take the Chiefs too, though. I'm going to take the Chiefs 38-34.
38-34? That's tough. If I had to bet on a score, I'd take Chiefs 35-24. Actually, yeah, 35-24. I definitely did say that. But I was thinking that 9.5 might be the magic number. For real. I'd admit, bro, back to the room. But yeah, I was thinking that 9.5 might end up actually being a magic number, especially with AB back. But we're gonna see though. I think it's gonna be a competitive, real competitive first half. The second half, I don't know. We're gonna see which Tom Brady we get once, you know, he's been throwing the ball for 24 minutes already.
He's gonna snap.
Okay, we're gonna see.
They're gonna go at it. Like I said, it's gonna be 38, 34. This time, Pat Mahomes gonna have the ball left.
I don't know, bro.
He's gonna win a game.
Yeah.
He's gonna be 31-34.
Chiefs.
And Pat Mahomes gonna drive down the field. He's gonna score that game winning touchdown. They're gonna win the game. 38.
Pat Mahomes with a no look pass to win the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't say all that. I didn't say all that. Don't start putting words in my mouth. Don't start putting words in my mouth. I said he gonna drive down the field, score the tutty. That's what I said. I ain't say nothing about what you talking about, but nah, that is. I think that's gonna happen, man. Game winning drive, bro. Super Bowl. He gonna cement his legacy. Back to back Super Bowl. He gonna get Super Bowl MVP again, and then he gonna be like, I'm the GOAT now. I'm a baby goat now. You feel me? You did it. Now your time to move. It's a wrap. Might as well retire now.
Yeah, time not retiring. No, he knew what he was doing going to that division, bro. They about to win that division for the next 5 years straight.
Yeah, because Drew Brees about to get up out of there.
Drew going, Panthers, Cheeks, Falcons rebuilding.
You can't say the Panthers, Cheeks. They didn't have Christian McCaffrey. Teddy Two Gloves, don't play with my man. I love that he's getting real underrated right now. They talking about some trade to show in there. Stop it. They get some defenders. They get that defense together, bro. And then Christian McCaffrey come back. They get another running back. They need to draft another running back. They can't just depend on Christian McCaffrey. They need to get somebody else or whatever. But they need another weapon as a wide receiver because they got three little weapons. But they all flimsy. They all, you feel me? Like Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, and all of them, and Robbie Anderson. They need a alpha man. They need a DK Metcalf or something. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They need somebody like that out there. But Panthers, don't sleep on Panthers, bro.
I'm sleeping. At least for now, I'm sleeping right now.
I'm sleeping.
They gotta wake me up, bro. I'm sleeping right now. They gotta wake me up. But I didn't know if you had anything else, but I just had two other quick little topics with the NFL, and it's just trade rumors. Matthew Stafford supposedly is on the block. I've been hearing that. Well, I seen somewhere that Indy and San Francisco could be the two top landing spots for him. And I think
Indy.
I like him in Indy, but I think San Fran could give him more immediate results. As he is the older quarterback with that defense. That's what I'm saying.
San Fran,
if their defense come back and everybody healthy, that's crazy.
Yeah, I can see that. That'd be nasty.
And with Deshaun Watson, I was hearing or I seen somewhere the Jets and Dolphins. I don't really like the Dolphins, but the Jets would be fire, of course.
Did you hear that he said that this is just reports, that that's where he preferred to go, to the Jets? Yeah,
that's fire.
Everybody like, that's bad, that's bad. I like that. Everybody understand, like, it's about to be a whole new system in this thing. They about to be a whole different team. Like, yo, y'all gotta chill.
Hear me out. The Jets got one of the best young receivers, yo. That young boy, Denzel Mims, he is tough.
He's tough. And don't forget, they got Jameson Crowder. He ain't no scrub, bro.
Facts.
He ain't no scrub. Check his stats. You don't know who Jameson Crowder is. He came from Washington. You feel me? But they tough over there. They gonna be all
got
right.
Some pieces. Defense got rebuilt a little bit after getting rid of Jamal Adams. But Jamal Adams might look back like, damn, I should have just held it down for one more year. If Deshaun Watson go there, he might be like, damn, I should have just held it down for one more season. I'd have been straight.
They need a running back, though.
That's a fact.
Le'Veon didn't fit them. He, like, the way he run, he needs a great line. Yeah. Like, you feel me? An old veteran, great line. Like, you feel me? Like, that's what he need, the way he run. Because he's so patient. Everything's so slow and subtle, you feel what I'm saying? That's why he ain't work with the Jets. And then the play call was just retarded too. Yeah,
they gonna get
they just need a running back. They get a running back, bro. I think they like you said, Denzel Mims ain't no bum. And like I said, Jamison Crowder, and then you got what's his name too, bro? Bashaud Perriman.
They got the tight end still, don't they? What's his name? Herndon? Yeah. Something like that?
Chris Herndon or whatever the hell his name is. Yeah, and he's supposed to be more. He just keeps getting injured. So, bro, give them time. Let them get that line together. Get that line together. That's what they need to focus on. That damn line. Do what the fucking Colts did. Remember they kept taking all them linemen? Like, yo, sometimes you just got to do that. Like, take them linemen, bro.
And they got get
players later in the draft for you in free agency.
Facts. And they hit on them linemen, too, and they ended up with one of the best in the league, Quentin Nelson. Straight out of Notre Dame. Young boy, tough.
Still is, bro.
He nasty. He the type of ball. He the type of ball to play be over. He's still playing on the ground.
I think he was the Pancake King last year. He crazy, bro. He finished his block every time. One ball, like you said. He is ferocious, bro. Like that man, like he finishes block. He gonna make sure, bro. You be like, I know they be like, yo, chill, bro. Like, bro, always down the damn field, bro. What are you doing, bro? He be. I watched a little, little clip more on Twitter, bro. He was just stuffing niggas into the ground. I'm like, yo, bro.
Bro, the whistle be blown already, and he still put you in the ground.
He don't care and lay on top of you. Boom, all his weight, like, bro, chill, bro. You about to chill, bro. About to break my chest.
Yo, that's a fact.
That hurt. You're wrong. What are you doing?
But that'd be shit. Oh, yo, I could definitely see Stafford getting to a chip with San Fran. I could definitely see the Sean Watson rebuilding the Jets. Like,
well, I would like that because he's different.
He is different. And
you know, they still got that. They drafted that boy. What's his name? Mekhi Becton or whatever.
Left tackle. Yeah.
He's a big fella. He drafted another boy this year. Trade for Deshaun Watson. Grab somebody in free agency because who don't want to play with Deshaun Watson? Like, come on, bro.
Everybody should.
If I'm a wide receiver, Allen Robinson, one of them dudes that's going to be in free agency, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the Jets. Fuck that. I'm not going to go rock out with Deshaun. Allen Robinson with Deshaun? Jameson Crowder, Denzel Mims on the other side.
Bro, you see what he just did with no receivers? Well, I'm not going to say he had no receivers, but he had less talent out there than everybody else did. And he still led the league in passing yards.
Bro, he's different, bro. That man is different. What Dabo say? He say he's the closest thing to Michael Jordan I've ever seen. I say, what, Michael Jordan? He said, yes, he's the closest athlete I've ever compared. Like, he said, that's what I compare him to, Michael Jordan.
That mean his work.
Deshaun is different, though, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, though. Deshaun is different, bro. To lead the league in passing this year, bro, think about it. You got the Pat Mahomes of the world with all those weapons. And Deshaun, look at his weapons. Nowhere near that. How you lead the league? Like, you thought, well, we know why, because he had to pass the ball probably more and all that shit. But I'm still, like, come on, bro. He still did it.
I don't care how much more you pass the ball than everybody else. That's crazy to get to. Exactly. He led the league easily, too. I think it was by, like, 300-400 yards with no receivers. Like, since Will Fuller got suspended in, what, week 8 or 9? Like, that's crazy to me. Yeah. He definitely different, bro.
He had no number one receiver. They all number twos and threes. Hey, play as ones, like.
All right, I got one more question.
What's up?
Playing field even, meaning you got, let's just say, any of these quarterbacks you got with the Chiefs receivers, the Chiefs receiving core, you got your choice between Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and who was the fourth quarterback? Pat Mahomes, Deshaun Jackson, Deshaun Watson. And who the fuck was the fourth quarter? All right, let's just say between them three, who you taking with the play? The rest of the team is even. You putting them, whoever you pick, you putting with the Chiefs offense.
Deshaun Watson.
Tough.
With the Chiefs offense, yes.
tough.
They would do this. They would do more than what they're doing with Pat Mahomes. No disrespect. No disrespect to Pat, but he's not Deshaun at all. And we know that. Everybody know that.
I don't blame you.
If you don't know that, you're being fake. If you don't know football, you don't watch what I watch. Like, you feel me? Or I ain't gonna say you don't know football. You just don't see what I see. Deshaun different. He's different. Pat Mahomes, he different too, but in a different way.
My fourth person was Josh Allen, but I don't think nobody was going to take Josh Allen. But that was my fourth person.
He a dog. I fuck with him. He a dog. But I don't like him. But you know what I'm saying? Not in this scenario.
I know what
it's
you
not
mean.
Like that.
I know what you mean.
I'm talking about just in the fourth quarterback. Nah, I don't like him in this scenario. But yeah. I'm taking Deshaun, bro. He's different, bro. You put him with the Chiefs, bro. They doing more, bro. They're unstoppable. Yeah, they kind of unstoppable now, but you know what I mean. Like, they're unstoppable.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, bro, what do we do? Like, Deshaun gonna make sure somebody get open, even if they ain't open. You know what I'm saying? Like, he getting Randall Cobb and Brandon Cooks open, and what's that other boy they got out there?
Kenny Stills.
He getting these dudes open and all that. Come on, bro. That dude would go stupid in it. Andy Reid, oh my God, bro. It'd go crazy, bro. So Deshaun Watson, to answer your question.
I can't fault you for that pick. I was just torn. I was thinking about it earlier, because I'm thinking, like, I know Pat is super tough and all that, but, like, I think his weapons and his coaching staff got a lot to do with how fast his progression was and how crazy he looked all the time. Like, I know – of course I know he different. Like, he's going –
I know
he different. It's no disrespect. He throwing left-handed passes. He throwing underhand touchdowns and all this crazy shit. He got probably he got a top two arm, if not number one in the game. It's out of him and Josh Allen, if we like just
sure.
Arm strength, point blank, period. He got with that arm strength and the accuracy is him. But like no disrespect is just I don't know. I think a lot of his, how fast his trajectory was and how he got so good so quickly had a lot to do with the offense that he's running and them weapons, bro. Like, that might be the best wide receiver tight end duo ever.
That's facts. Somebody said that earlier. I seen that earlier. Somebody was talking about that.
I posted it on the story.
Yeah, when you think about it, though, like, you actually sit back and be like, all right, listen, who was, like, crazy? Like, they got to be up there. And if they not top three, they got to be in your top five. It's like, they are ridiculous. If Tyreek not open, Travis is open. Like, every time. Like, yo, you know they going to be open, bro. And then it's spooky because they even got dudes like DeMarcus Robinson. He a burner. He'll surprise you. Like, yo, who is Bull? Like, yo, they just...
Oh, no, man. It's crazy. I was on Twitter earlier. Go ahead. My fault. I'm sorry. I just started naming players.
Somebody said, it was like, yo, do y'all remember in 2012, 2013, whenever the year it was, we hired Chip Kelly. They was like, they thought that he was going to revolutionize the NFL. And now it was crazy because Andy Reid didn't revolutionize the NFL. And now, like, the way they play and the way the Chiefs play is the way everybody's going to try to play. That's where football going to go to. You know what I'm saying? For this, all right, we got to have somebody like Tyreek Hill. We got to have somebody like Travis Kelce. We got to have somebody like Nico Hardman. We got, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, bro. Like, I was like, what? That's wild, bro. Like, we really fired Andy Reid, and he went over there and said, all right, well, I'm going to do what I was trying to do in Philly. He drafted Deshaun Jackson and all that shit. He drafted LeSean McCoy and Jeremy Maclin. He was trying to get that. He was trying to get what he got now. Back then, I feel like it's like that's what I was seeing. I just wanted to say that shit because I was thinking about that shit. I was like, yo, bro, I feel like he was really trying to do the same thing he doing out there in Philly, bro. He didn't have the power. Like, we didn't give him, like, as Jeffrey Lurie. Obviously, now I'm really seeing it because how he is now with Howie Roseman and all this Carson Wentz stuff. Maybe they didn't let Andy Reid really have too much input on everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's why he like, you know what? All right, well, I'm going to just go. Like, y'all had a bad season. Okay, I was there for a long time. I'm going to just go. And I'm going to do exactly what I was trying to do in Philly over here. But I'm going to do it better. And my man, he got a Super Bowl. And I hope he win his second. But where we at? Thanks. I really do.
Thanks. I hope he do, too. Big Red. Big Red Bull, man. That's bull. But, let me see. I have anything else from NFL? I ain't had nothing else on my list for NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's over besides those two games. Facts. They're not really going on for real, for real.
Facts.
The Eagles hired the head coach. We never said that. I can say that. I don't even want to talk about it, but I don't even want to discuss that because I know it was a Carson Wentz hire. It was because they trying to – this young boy, they going to be able to control him. That's why they hired this dude. But I'm not even going to go there because that's going to be – I'm going to be talking for 30 minutes about that. But, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. The Eagles finally hired somebody – coach, goddamn offensive coordinator. Frank Wright, young boy.
I'm gonna give him a shout out. He used to coach at IUP. I'm gonna give him a little shout out. Yeah, he coached at IUP from I think it was 2006 to 2009, I think.
That's lit.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
He but had still, I don't know.
Back then. But we're gonna see, man. We're gonna see.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that, but yeah, like I said, I can talk about that for forever because I don't know how to feel about that. I feel like that was a Carson Wentz high. They was like, listen, we trying to fix Carson Wentz. We going to make sure Carson Wentz is our guy. We spent this money. Now let's get somebody to groom him. They hired the offensive coordinator from the Chargers
because
he groomed
Herbert.
Justin Herbert or whatever. Yeah, so they hype on that. Like, oh, maybe we can fix Carson Wentz. Like, we got Jalen Hurts back here. Stop disrespecting my boy, bro. Stop disrespecting my boy. It's his team now, bro. And that ain't trying to play, like, this Carson Wentz shit. Get him out of here, bro. He toxic, bro. Get this man out of here. That Super Bowl without him, we need him for it. We need somebody we want a Super Bowl without. Man, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know, bro. I can't really judge because I'm not an Eagles fan, so I can't feel y'all pain. But if he don't perform well this year,
he's gone. No, you're a Cowboys fan. You could definitely feel our pain.
Nah, I'm saying a Cowboys fan. I can't. I'm not as passionate about the Eagles coaching staff and shit like that as y'all are. But what I will say is, if he don't perform well this year, he's out of there. They probably just want to, you know, make sure that they wasted their money first. That's probably why they're doing all this. They want to make sure that they wasted their money first before they go ahead and cut ties and really waste it.
They doesn't shit.
But I don't know, man. I kind of believe the rumors, I guess, or whatever, that Carson is uncoachable and different stuff like that. I kind of believe it, bro. Because he kind of I don't want to shit on his character, but he kind of strikes me as that kind of guy.
No, he really does. Me personally, you're not an Eagles fan like you say. You're a Cowboys fan, but me watching his post-game press conferences, I can tell that he is that type of guy. I'm sorry. If you can't see that, if this man come out and say the same shit every week and just say this, like, playing in people's face, like, bro, yeah. I know we can play better, and I know I can be better, and I'm just going to be better. And, you know, next week I'm going to come out. We're going to, you know, I just know that we can be a better team, and, you know. But, Carson, last week you said the same thing, and, you know, you can't say this week you came out and you threw more picks than you threw last week. Yeah, you know I can play at a high level, and I'm going to get back to that high level, and – yeah, and we're just going to make sure we keep attacking the game plan and make sure we do what we got to do. And I just be watching it like, bro, you done said this for 16 weeks. not even 16 because he got benched, but you just said this for about 10 weeks. You just said the same thing, bro. When you gonna be like, you know what? I'm having a bad season. Like, I know. I take responsibility. It's like, bro, don't take responsibility for it. It's like he just be like, oh, yeah, it's just a bad game. But he say it every game, though. Like, it'll be like, bro, like, you can't say that every game, bro. It's either you shitty or something going on or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's either you shitty or something going on. Like, are you doing this purposely or something?
Right.
Are you trying to prove a point? So now this year, like I said, I think the coaching hire was, so now maybe he going to prove a point. Now show me something. Show me something. Win the Super Bowl. That's all you going to show me. Because we won one without you. The only thing he can do is win the Super Bowl. I told you that even before all this drama was going on. I said the only thing Carson Wentz can do to prove to me that he the man is to fucking win another Super Bowl.
That's a fact. That's it. You told me that before the season even started.
I need another ring. If I don't get another ring, you not bull. Your backup won the Super Bowl, man, cousin. I don't care what you did. I don't care all the season stats. I don't care about none of that. MVP voting, I don't care about none of that. Your backup won it.
This nigga don't got no rep for Carson.
You got to win the bowl, bro.
Nah, I don't blame you, though. I feel you, bro. Like,
bowl or bust. Bowl or bust, bro.
I feel you. I know Jerry better pay Dak, bro. Like,
he has no choice.
Facts. I'm not trying to hear it.
He literally has no choice. Like, he literally has no choice.
We
like,
literally could have been in the NFC championship with Dak.
I thought y'all was trash with Dak, bro. Nah, bro. Dak that man. And I'm happy I'm a fan of Dak. And I, even on this show, I done told you I hate the fucking Cowboys. But Dak and Zeke are my guys. And I wanted the Eagles to draft Zeke, but Dak just, I just like the man. I like how he go about it. I like how he go about his business, man. Like, I like that man. And people shit on him and all that shit, and whatever the case may be, because they America's team and all that shit. But that's my guy. I fuck with that. I ain't gonna lie. Different. I never liked the Cowboys quarterback, but I like that man.
Yeah, Dak different, bro. He earned his money to me in the first 4 weeks of the season, like, or whenever, before he got injured, 3, 4, however many weeks he earned them couple weeks. My man.
Bro, he was still leading the league in passing like 2-3 weeks after he got injured.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. He earned his money to me them first couple weeks because, I was saying before the season started, look, that got to give me 4,500, 5,000, maybe 5,500 yards to earn his money because they got so many weapons. Well, he easily was going to eclipse that with the way he was playing. He might have had
he's 5,000 yards.
He might have threw for 6 racks, bro. For real, he might have.
On the way he was going and the way them games was playing out, and if the Cowboys kept playing them games how they was, yeah, hell yeah.
He might have threw for 6 racks, bro. So, like, he earned his money to me in them first 3-4 weeks, honestly. Like, I ain't got nothing else bad to say about Dak. He showed me everything he needed to show me in the first quarter of the season.
Yeah.
No rat. He gave him some weapons and he went stupid.
Without that man, that's crazy how different y'all was without that him, bro. I knew he was bald, but I didn't think he was gonna be that much of a difference because of how many weapons y'all got. But that just shows how good of a player he is and how good of a leader he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a quarterback.
Facts, because Andy Dalton's supposed to be the best backup in the league, and he couldn't do nothing with that team. Let's talk about it.
Andy Dalton was just a starter. Andy Dalton was just a starter. He exactly. looked like a second or third stringer. And that was crazy. I was like, wow, with all those weapons, that's crazy. Dak looked like the fucking man. Like, you feel me? He out here going crazy every week.
The most weapons Andy had in his career, he looked trash.
I can say I believe it was the best line he's ever had, too.
Probably.
Even though y'all had y'all injuries, though, and all. Nah, well, I think y'all injured about
time. It might still be better than every line the Bengals ever had, though, while he was playing.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Even with the injuries, it might have been better. It might have been on par, if not still better than.
Yeah, they gotta pay that man, though, bro. Long story short, all we talking all this. They gotta pay that.
Yeah, they got. You gotta cut that check, bro. Cut that check, Jared. He's definitely better than Carson. Give him more money than Carson, even if it's $1 million more. Give him more than Carson, bro. He deserves more than Carson.
I take back my words because I definitely said that Carson was better and all that stuff. Pay that man.
Yeah,
Carson can do what he did. If Carson can do what he did this season and get paid this much money, pay that man.
Facts. But I'm done talking about football, bro. I'm done with it. We got to wait for this Super Bowl. We got to watch this virtual Pro Bowl where they're going to have a player versus or whatever they talking about.
That is.
I probably won't be watching for real, but we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, I ain't really had too much to talk about in the NBA. I ain't really had too much of shit to talk about. I just wanted to
– I want to run through some facts. We're going to go ahead. I just wanted to say the Nets is trash because they lost to the Cavs twice. I don't know what's going on. They don't play no goddamn defense. They wasn't playing no goddamn defense tonight. They don't play no goddamn defense the night before. They ain't playing no goddamn defense the night before that. These motherfuckers think they can score and they think they can just go out there and score 130 points and they ain't got to play no goddamn defense. They ain't going to do shit in the playoffs. And I think they're not making it to the championship. I think my Sixers is making it to the championship. And then after that, I'm going to say goddamn MVP, goddamn Joel Embiid, and goddamn Ben Simmons, you are goddamn trash, bro. Every opportunity that you get to run the team by yourself or you get to show yourself off and show why you was an all-star, whatever the case may be, you always fool. I don't like you. You got to go. Trade deadline is what? March, whatever.
March 25th.
I'm done with you. You gotta go. You gotta get somebody that wanna score. You can't be the second option. You don't wanna score. We got Tobias Harris out here as our second star. That can't happen. We're not winning no championship with Tobias as our second star.
Facts.
After that, what I gotta say is shout out to Julius Randle one more time because this man continues to fucking hoop. Shout out to the Knicks, man, because they've been doing their goddamn thing, man. I gotta shout out any team that's been trash all my life. Now they starting to be good. That's crazy. You hear me? But I just had to run that off real quick. I just had to, you know, make my little. We gotta start doing like a little speed John real quick. We just talk about it real quick.
I only got two shout outs. I got a shout out to Kawhi, Baby Jordan, Kobe, Jordan, Leonard.
He
folded last year in the playoffs, but he came back and he tried to make it right this year. Clippers in six, with the way Kawhi playing. My boy been snapping on this 7-game win streak. And I gotta give a shout out to all of Ben Simmons' yes men. Y'all make it possible for him to be trash continuously, and y'all gonna make it possible for us to trade this man and not feel bad about it. So shout out to all Ben Simmons' yes men. Shout out to everybody that's in his corner telling him that he's, you know, too good. He don't even need a jump shot. You mean shout out to all y'all because y'all gonna make this trade when it happens real easy for Philadelphia fans to swallow, besides the ones that are still in denial. But yeah, that's about it for me.
Almost enough to make you drop a tear, man. It's Ben Simmons, guy. We lost to the Detroit Pistons tonight, and we got cooked because this man couldn't step up, man. But yeah,
hold on, let's see how many. Hold on. Before we go, let's see how many shots he took.
It's sad, bro. It's sad. I need this man to go. Who won Ben Simmons, man?
Before we go, hold on. We lost
by 15. I feel like he's trying to play his way out of the city, bro. I feel like that's what he's trying to do, bro. It's no way, bro. Look at him, bro.
Ben Simmons, without Joel Embiid, 11 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 of 9 shooting. He took 9 shots, and Embiid is not on the floor. The MVP of the league is not on the floor, and you took 9 shots. Let's talk about the players that took more shots than him. Tobias Harris took 19 shots, almost doubled him up. Seth Curry took 10 shots, 2 for 10, but he took 10 shots. He was not afraid to shoot. Tyrese Maxey, 6 for 12. He took more shots than Ben Simmons. Shake Milton, Another person who shot horribly, but guess what? He still was not afraid to shoot the ball. He was 3 for 10. He took one more shot than Ben Simmons. And Furkan Korkmaz took one less shot than Ben Simmons. Oh, and let's not forget to mention that Tony Bradley only took two less shots than Ben Simmons. He took 7 shots.
Oh, my fucking God. Excuse me, but Tony Bradley?
Tony Bradley took two less shots than Benjamin Simmons, our second All-Star, quote.
He got to go, bro. He has to go.
I mean, I've been telling you this, bro.
Elmore, please, please prove how good of a GM you are and get rid of this guy.
Hey, bro, Wayne Ellington took more shots than Ben Simmons tonight.
Bro, you got to think about that. Like, come on, bro. Like, he's ridiculous, bro.
Yo, he's and hold ridiculous. On real quick. All my homies that keep telling me that Ben Simmons is so good and this, that, and the third, all my homies that's not from Philly, yo, respectfully, y'all got to stay out of Philly business, bro. Because, like, I understand what y'all saying. Y'all know basketball, this, that, and the third. But respectfully, this man is not going to be on the floor in the playoffs. He's a liability. I hear all that defensive stuff. He could stop Tatum. He might be able to stop KD. He could guard Giannis, this, that, and the third. He could guard this person, that person. But he's not going to be on the floor because he's an offensive liability.
Exactly.
Stop telling me that. I don't want to hear it no more. Stop. Like, y'all the same niggas that told me that Al Horford was a great pickup and he came and did nothing because the team was not built to play with Al Horford. Like, come on, bro. Yeah, respectfully, y'all got to stay out Philly business, bro. Get Ben Simmons out of here. I don't want to hear it. Y'all could have Ben Simmons. Who was y'all team? We trade him to y'all. Y'all got to give us something good back, though. You're not going to give him to y'all for free. No way. Because we know.
He's not a bum. He just don't fit our team.
Exactly. Like, he could go somewhere else and maybe play the 4 to 5. And maybe they'll have all people that can shoot around him, so he'll fit in perfectly. But we have Embiid, and we don't want Embiid on the three-point line. We want Embiid in the post where he's dominant and nobody can stop him. It's just different. So, like, just stop talking to me about
how unstoppable he is this year. Like, are you fucking kidding me, Ben Simmons? If you waste this Embiid year, I'm going to be so fucking mad at Ben Simmons. If he wastes this Embiid year, because, bro, you and I both know we watching these games. Embiid is playing different, bro. I watch this man. I watch every game Embiid play, bro, from his rookie season on. Every fucking game. He is playing different, bro.
Completely
he
different.
He is being aggressive. He is playing like, bro, I know I'm the best center in the league. I know y'all can't stop me. What's up? Well, I'm going to just go through the free throw line. All right. People be complaining because he be going to the free throw line. Him and James Harden be going to the free throw line like a motherfucker, but it don't matter. He put up 40 points the other night. I think he took like 15 shots. Like, that's crazy. He put up 42 and he only took 15 shots. I'm like, yo, bro. Hey, 15. I think he had like 15 free throws and shit like that. I'm like, yo, like, he don't play no games, bro. Like, Embiid is different. And if Ben Simmons, like I said, if Ben Simmons wastes this year, I ain't going to never. Bro, I already don't like Ben Simmons right now.
He's not going to waste it, bro, because we're going to trade him. Get him out of here.
I think Daryl Morey going to do it. I think he's going to get him out of here.
I think
it'll heat up. I think Ben Simmons trying to play his way out of town. Because you can see how he's playing, bro. He's not even playing defense like how he really played defense. Like,
facts. I think the rumors will start heating up around end of February, early March. I think that's when the rumors will start heating up and he'll get him out of here. We got to get something for this nigga, man. We got to get this nigga out of here. Like I said, I will take Bradley Beal or Zach LaVine right now. Like, I don't care.
I want Beal.
Facts. But just get me somebody that's not scared to shoot. Get me somebody that's going to be a threat. Like, I hear all that defensive stuff. But, like, it kind of balances out that you play defense so well, but you're an offensive liability. It's kind of balanced out at that point. Like, who cares?
Right.
Like, you're a great defender, but you're going to drive into the lane and throw a jump pass.
Every play. I'm touching the ball, bro. He does the same thing. Like, bro. Please just pull up one time. Like, just one time, just come up the floor. You wrote lefty. Just come up the floor. Yeah. One time.
He attempted 2 3-pointers this season.
Yeah, we're going to talk all night about that. Like, we might as well just.
2 3-pointers, 2 fingers, peace.
We might as well just end it on Ben Simmons, your trash. We be done with you, bro.
Yo, Daryl Morey, Elton Brand, Doc Rivers, anybody close to any Sixers players, any of the Sixers players, if any of y'all see this, please put that bug in somebody's ear to trade this nigga. I don't care. Please.
You don't want to win no tips.
He does not. Because if he did, he would be doing more than shooting and shoot around. He would be trying to shoot those shots in game. If he wanted to win a chip.
Only man I've seen 4 or 5 years ain't never changed nothing about his game. That's the first time I ever seen this. Like, bro, you ain't changed nothing about your game? Bro, I'm done.
Hey, bro, Jeremy Grant shoot threes now. I'm out of here, bro. I can't talk. I can't do this, bro.
Exactly. We just lost to the Detroit Pistons, and that's their number one player.
Blake Griffin shoot threes, Jeremy Grant shoot threes. Like, I can't do this, bro. I can't, bro.
They just gave that man like 70. What, they gave him like 70 mil? Because he started letting that thing fly? Just because he started letting that thing fly. And what happened? Oh, all right. Jeremy Grant, that thing chicken. Oh. Playoffs. So I know that thing chicken. I can say that with confidence. Like, Jeremy Grant's on his chicken.
He was knocking
it. He make it in the big moments. When you make them go in the big moments, that's when you shot chicken. I don't give a fuck about them dumbass moments where you just shooting and in regular season. Playoff, that shit chicken. You know he one of those players that's going to play on both sides of. You mean you're telling me Jeremy Grant will outplay you, Ben Simmons? You got to go, bro.
Bro, Wayne Ellington.
Why you got to go.
Wayne Ellington. And D'Lon Wright outplayed Ben Simmons. Bro, I'm getting out of here, bro. It's episode 67. Appreciate y'all for tapping in with us every week.
Yeah, man.
I'm Earl.
I'm stopped, man. We getting out of here, man.
Yeah, Ben Simmons. Holla at y'all.